Hey. Hey, hope everybody's. Can you guys hear me? Okay, hope
Yes, sir.
everybody. Okay, good. Hope you all had a nice Yom Tov and came back refreshed. Is everybody back on campus already? Or is anybody not back on campus? Just by show of hands. Okay. Well, so I'm not the only one. Okay, yeah, I still have to get, I have to go today for a COVID test. I think they're accepting rapids now. Okay, so let's go on. I want to do the, today I want to do the Lishna Basra. Go through it quickly, and then I want to go back to Taisis Leficha. Before we do Taisis Leficha, I want to do the Sigya a little bit, do a little bit about this, the Sigya of Elu'arba and Cheskes HaBatim. It's a very important sugya for all the Yonim of Kol Dolim Vaar and Tfisa and Cheskes HaTaltalin. So a lot of things that will converge in the Taisus Lefichoch. That's really one of the basic sugyas. So I think that'll be very helpful if we do it that way. Okay, so let's pick it up from where it says in top of Gimel Med Aleph. Lishna Achrino. Top line, Lishna Achrino, Amilo, Sevu, Mai Mechitza, Plukto. That Mechitza over here means Chalukah, to be Chaluk to Chatzis. If Sivati Metzis Eido. So the Rotsul Achlik means they agreed to make a Chalukah, not that they agreed to build a Kaisel. The Kaven the Rotsul, once they agreed to make a Chalukah, Bainu Misa Kaisel Bakorkum, then Mimeli have to build a Kaisel. You don't need a Ritzi for the Kaisel, you need a Ritzi for the Chalukah. But you don't need a Ritzi for the Kaisel. Al Mehezik, Yish Mehezik. This lesson holds, which is the halacha, that hezek riya shmei hezek. So you don't need a special ritzi for the kaisel. Once they misratze, the bechelik the chotzer, you mainly have to build the kaisel. Dr. Ashi, the came in the rotsu lachlik. L'kam and parach ma'iri rotsu. I feel a loy rotsu. I'm bechelik mokav zeze. The word later is going to ask. What do you need the ritzi for? Even without the ritzi, shutfin could always force each other to make a chalukah. We came in the rotsu, continuing in Rashi, came in the rotsu lachlik. Once the rotsu in the mission is going on lachlik, once you have rotsu lachlik, we merely have to build a kaisa. I read it already. I'm sorry. Vayinim kaisu shel avonim. That's the one. V'chemin sherotzu, kemin derotzu, vayinim isa kaisu bakarcha. Vayinim kaisu sezashi shel avonim. Kaisu min shel avonim. I mean, I suppose Rashi means that even though the chayro you could make a mechitza futsa v'dafnir, also be masala kezik riyo. But the mission is that, but the din is you have to make a kaisu shalavonim. That's a little bit extraneous. What does Rashi have to? Why does Rashi have to stress that? That's clear to me. Why Rashi has to stress and blame him kaisu shalavonim? Yeah, the Mishnah is talking about a kaisu shalavonim. Gil, Gozis, in a place that the noeg hutzav adafna, so taka hutzav adafna. Why does Rashi have to be nochus to that? The Gemara, Pshat in the Gemara is the Ritzi is on the Chotzer, is on the Chalukah. And once you have a Ritzi in the Chalukah, immediately, by name is Hakaisel. You have the rest of the Mishnah, by name is Hakaisel. Rashi has to tell me, by name is Hakaisel Shalavana. Rashi says this a few times. Let's continue the Hemshuk Gemara. Shrek the Gemara, the aim of my Machitza Gudah. Maybe mechitza doesn't mean a chalukah. Maybe mechitza means a gudah. And the reach is to build a wall. The time of the rotsu, the rotsu, mechayven oisin. And without the reach to build the wall, we're talking not mechayven to build the wall. Al mehezik yulash mehezik, like the list of camels. Ali with the emes. The Gemara says, "Yochi bainim is a kaisel bainim oisim yibayale." Yeah, this is the mirror image of the Lusagama. Elamai plukto yochi shorts last in the pizza shorts last in the boiling. Could I? So, you know, my answer is could I mean she's so never plukto. Let's make a chaluka. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Bainam so Rashi guda kaisel avonim. Umhatsu shesh bidin chaluka ve akorchon chaluka. So, Rashi saying, the Gemara is saying, maybe Pshat in the Mishnah is the Rotsu is not on the Chalukah. The Chalukah is Balkochen, because the Chatzah Sheish B'din Chalukah is on the Chalukah Balkochen. The Rotsu is to make a wall. Dr. Rashi, what's a wall? Kaisel Avonim. So again, Rashi stresses the Rotsu is to make a Kaisel Avonim. And then finally, the third Rashi, the time of the Rotsu, Shehisnu L'Chalukah, the Kaisel Avonim. Nochamo, the Kaisel Avonim. Holo Rotsu, Mechai B'nai Selim, Sipis B'Alma. Yeah, so what does this Rashi say, the Kaisel Avonim? But granted, in the last Rashi of time of the Rotsu, Shehisnu L'Chalukah B'Kaisel Avonim, so again, I'm not sure why Rashi keeps stressing it. Three times he stresses Kaisel Avonim. But I think there's something we could take out of this last Rashi. To get to the Gemara before. In the Gemara before, the Gemara said, what's the chiddush that Bainim is a Kaisel Ba'emsa? Lamanda Omar, Hezek Yulash Mehezek, and they agreed together to build a Kaisel. So the Gemara asked, so the Mishnah says, Bainim is a Kaisel Ba'emsa. Of course, Ba'emsa. They agreed to build a Kaisel together. So, of course, they built it Ba'emsa. So the Gemara says, Ma'ad Tema, that he could say, Ki Yisrat Soiloch Be'aviro, B'tash Mishosolo Yisrat Soiloch. So we saw Rashi learned Pshat in that Gemara. We were marich in the Rashi that the guy can say, "When I agreed to build a kaisel, I agreed to build a kaisel of Nesorim Daki." In the Mela, all I have to give up on my karka is the amount of land from Nesorim Daki. So finally, what's going on Nesorim Daki? But he has to build Gilgazos. Lemaisi has to pay for a wall of Gilgazos. So apparently, so Lachar the Heskim was to build Gilgazos, not Nesorim Daki. So I said Pshat that Rashi's it's Meduk and Rashi before. Rashi says Chivim Chachamim, that the Chiv to build Begvil Begozes is the Chivim Chachamim. Even in the Lishna Kama, why is it Chivim Chachamim? This is in the Lishna Kama. The Rotsu is to build a Kaisel. They don't have to build a Kaisel. Hezek Yolash Mehezek. They just agreed to build a Kaisel. So what's the Chivim Chachamim? So we had a whole Mahalach and Rashi. The Rashi learns that the Rotsu was not just to build a Kaisel. The rotsu was to make the chaluk in an oifen that there won't be hezekriya. Chaluk, they agreed. They don't have to agree, but if here the agreement was the rotsu to build the kaisel includes that they had a ritzui that they're going to be chaluk the chotzer in an oifen that there won't be hezekriya. I mean, earlier we saw in Rashi that even if they sell the chotzer to somebody else, to other people. But since the Rishonim agreed that they should have each one should have a schus and the other one's chotzer to be menei hezekriya, so they passed it on to the lekech, and the lekechim also have the same thing. They have a schus to have a chotzer that hezekriya, and that's why even if the kaisel falls down, the achreinim have to rebuild the kaisel. So Rashi learns that the heskim was two things: to build a kaisel. And number two, to be Masalik Hezekri. So the Gemara's Salka Daitach was the Hezkim to build a Kaisel was Nisarim Dakim. They agreed to build a Kaisel. Nisarim Dakim is also a Kaisel. So they agreed to build a Kaisel, Nisarim Dakim. But they didn't only agree to build a Kaisel, they also agreed to be Masalik Hezekri. And Chachamim held that Siluk Hezekriyah, Chachamim was shy that a Siluk of Hezekriyah needs a Kaisel Kiminagam Adinah. Because otherwise it's not called that the Chatzar is Hezekriyah free. And the Kaisel is going to fall down. Kiminagam Adinah, the cost, if it's less than Minagam Adinah, the Kaisel is going to fall down. So that's not called that you have a Chatzar with that's Mesuluk from Hezekriyah. So since they agreed not only to build a Kaisel will be satisfied with Nesarim Dakin, but they also agreed to be Mesalik from each other the Hezekriyah. So therefore, Chivim Chachomim, they have to build a Kaisel Kiminagam Adinah. But the Chivim Chachomim is that they have to build a Kaisel Kiminagam Adinah. The Chachom didn't, we're not Mechayev them where they have to put the Kaisel. Where to put the Kaisel, that comes from their Ritzi, but the Ritzi was only from their Ritzi to build the Kaisel. But the Ritzi to build the Kaisel was only Nesarim Dakim. So Mela, the Nitva can always say, I agreed to build the Kaisel Nesarim Dakim. Chivim Chachom say that I have to also pay for Gvil Pagosis, but Mechatez on my property. You're the Tevei, let it be on your property. That's, I would learn Pshat in the Havamin of the Gemara. That's why it's a Chiddush that they have to build a Kaisel Bamsa. It'll be a Mokum to say that the one who does not want the Kaisel, the one who would rather back out of building the Kaisel, they agreed to build the Kaisel. One of them obviously wants to back out. Otherwise, we wouldn't need the Mishnah. One of them wants to back out. The one who wants to back out, the Nitva, can say we can force him to build a kaisel we can force him to pay Gvil Vagosis because he committed to be Misalik Hezekriyah. We can force him to be Misalik to give up from his chotzer and the Sarim Dakim with because he agreed to build a kaisel of Misarim Dakim. But we can't force him to give up three tfachim of his kaisel for Gvil. Three tfachim rather of his chotzer for Gvil. Because that he never committed to. And that doesn't go into the Chivim Chachamim. That's what we learned the sugya before. So I had a suffix at the time. So what's the Kamash Malon? The Kamash one is that it is by Nimis HaKaisel Bam. So what happened to this Taina? So I thought there's two possibilities. One possibility is that the Kamash Malon is that also goes into the Chivim Chachamim. The Kamash Malon is that the Chivim Chachamim is not only to build a Kaisel of Gvil Vagosis, but to build a Kaisel of Gvil Vagosis Bamsa. Everything goes into the Chivim Chachamim. That's possibility number one. Or, I thought, possibility number two, which I thought was more mistaber, that the Chivim Chachamim is only Gvil Vagosis. But since he committed to build the Kaisel, and since he knows that the Chachamim are going to be Mechayev, that the Kaisel should be Gvil Vagosis. So in Mele, his commitment becomes, since he knows Chachamim are not going to let him get away with the Kaisel of Nesarim Dakin, Chachamim are going to insist on a Kaisel of Gvil Vagosis. So now his commitment is to give it when he agreed to build the wall, knowing that the Chachamim are going to say it has to be Gvil Vagosis. So now we read into his commitment also that he's going to give up from his karka Shloisha Tefachim. I think from this Rashi, it's Mavur also that way. From this Rashi, is a riot to that second side. Because Rashi says the reason that Shehisnu L'chelka B'Kaisel Avonah. Rashi Shver, they weren't massing to build a Kaisel Avon. Rashi said before, they were massing to build a Kaisel of Nesarim Dakin. The Kaisel Avon was only from the Chivim Chachamim. The answer is, that's only the Havim in the Gemara. That is not Bainim as the Kaisel Be'emsa. But now that it's the Kamashmal and it's Bainim as the Kaisel Be'emsa. So why they talk about Bainim as the Kaisel Be'emsa? He was only Mishchayef to Nesarim Dakin. The Teretz says, no, he was Mishchayef Taka to a Kaisel Avon. It starts from the Chivim Chachamim. If there wouldn't be a Chivim Chachamim, you could say I only met Nesarim Dakin. But now that the din is Chivim Chachamim, that's his chayvus as well. Maybe he's mischayev lechelka b'kaisel avonim. Maybe he has to give up from his karka also for the width of kaisel avon. Again, I still don't know why Rashi keeps. This is only this last Rashi. I still don't know. It doesn't have. I still don't know why Rashi has to inject it in Agamar. What does it have to do with Agamar? But again, to Agamar is where was the Ritzi? Was the Ritzi in the Chalukah? Was the Ritzi in the Kaisel? I don't know. I still don't know why Rashi has to keep harping that it's a Kaisel Avonim. And Rashi said in the first Rashi, "Bainim Kaisel Shalavonim." He's not even going in the Lishna in the first Rashi, "Bainim Kaisel Shalavonim." That Rashi is going on the side of the Lishna, which the Lishna Basra really holds that Hezekiah is Shmei Hezek. And it wasn't, he was not even misrasa tibul the kaisa. The kaisa is about kochik because hezek mishmei hezek. So that's nothing even to do with this kamasmul that I'm cheshbening out. The kamasmul that I'm cheshbening out is in the lishna kama, the hezek v'yolav shmei hezek. So the last Rashi of a time of the Rotsu, that's like the Lushna Kama. That's the more saying, maybe the Ritsu was to build the Kaisel and it's only time of the Rotsu because Ezek Yulash Mehezek. The Rashi is going in a place in Agamor where the Gemara is entertaining with the Lushna Kama holds. So that corresponds to the Kamashman in the Gemara before. So I see in that Rashi a segilui on what the Kamashman was in the Gemara before. But the first Rashi, Bainim Kaisel Shalavonim, that's going in the south in Ezek Yulash Mehezek. They never made up to build the Kaisel. Chachamim are telling them to build the Kaisel. So why does Rashi have to keep? Yeah, but all these Rashi's. Why Rashi has to keep stressing over here that it's a kashrus for levanim? I don't know. But I'm just saying, agav ucha, even though I don't know why Rashi puts this in, but agav ucha shemana from the Rashi, I think a gili to the suffering that I had before about what's the kamashmul. Okay, anyway, let's try to get back on track of the sugi. So, bottom line is the Gemara is saying the Lishna Basar holds. That the Ritzi over here was to be chaylik the chatz. You don't need a Ritzi for the kaisel hezek v'yishmei hezek. The Ritzi was to be chaylik the chatz. Affecting Mavi, the hezek v'yishmei hezek. If that's true, the hezek v'yishmei hezek. My ear yotzul, I feel the yotzul nami. Why do you need a Ritzi? To be chaylik to chotzer. A chotzer could be chaylik without a reason. Amr of Asi Amr. No, it's Gemara at this point thinks that we're talking about a chotzer sheish b'kadei chalukah. So why do you need a rotzu when the chalukah is a chotzer? If any one of them wants to make the chalukah a chotzer, you can force it on the other. So to Gemara of Asi Amr of Yechanon, Mishnah Seinu v'she'ein b'din chalukah. V'hu the rotzu. It's talking about a chotz sheim b'din chalukah. And a chotz sheim b'din chalukah, taka, they can't, one cannot force the other one. Reuven can't force Shimon to make a chalukah. So Mela, we have to set up the case that they agree to make a to be chaylik the chotz. Look, Rashi. Sheim b'din chalukah, shmeina amas. Lo yachalikum. But the din is, the Mishnah says in Dafir Aleph, that a chotz in order to be in order to be able to force a chalukah, the chotzer has to be dalet amas lezeh v'dalet amas lezeh. And he's 4x4. So a chotzer that has dalet amas lezeh v'dalet amas lezeh, Rashi says, that's a chotzer of shmoyna amas. Shmoyna amas means shmoyna amas by four. It's 8x4, not 8x8. 8x8 can make four chotzer. It's 8x4. That's called yesh b'kadei chalukah, because now you have dalet amas lezeh v'dalet amas lezeh. Doesn't say that anywhere in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Dalet Amos Tzev, Dalet Amos Tzev. The Mishnah does not say a Sachakol of 8 Amos. Even though the Chara is Dalet Poshet, 4 plus 4 is 8. It's not so Poshet. The Ritva there in Dafir Aleph says that Dalet Amos Tzev, Dalet Amos Tzev does not mean 8 Amos. Because it says you have to allow room for the Kaisel itself. Since they're going to have to build the Kaisel, and the Kaisel itself occupies Shishat Vachem, Chamishat Vachem, whatever, depending on the Minhag HaMedina. So, they, in order for each one to walk away with the chutz that is dalet amos by dalet amos, the chutz has to be more than shmeina amos. It is shmeina amos plus the width of the kaisel. That's called dalet amos tzev. Dalet amos tzev. Rashi l'chayr is not mashma. I say it that way. Rashi's mashma. Dalet amos tzev. Dalet amos tzev means the chutz is shmeina amos. That's an interesting thing. It sounds like a machlokes Rashi in the Ritva. So, first of all, what's the nekudas of machlokes? And the Ritva is right. If you want to have Dalet Amos Tzev, Dalet Amos Tzev, should be called the Chotzer. How can you include the Mokam HaKaisel in the Cheshbon? Could be the Rashi Lavdafka. Not beyond the realm of possibility, the Rashi Lavdafka. Shmeid Amos. You mean Shmeid Amos besides the Mokam HaKais. But a lot of the passages in Rashi is not like the Ritva. A Chotz of Shmeid Amos, that's called Dalet Amos Tzev, Dalet Amos Tzev. How could that be? I was thinking maybe like this. We're starting with the Rashi. We're going now, Lamanda Omer Hezek V'Yishmei Hezek. And that's what we're holding in the Gemara. We're going Lamanda Omer Hezek V'Yishmei Hezek. That means the Kaisel is not coming out of some kind of Ritzu that they made to build the Kaisel. The Kaisel is because of Hezek V'Yishmei Hezek. The Ritzu was to make a Chaluk. But after they make a chalukah, the mice they have to build a kaisel because hezek v'yishma hezek. Each one can be teveya, the other one the hezek v'yah. Hezek v'yah could be teveya, even not shutin shechalku. Gagas samach lechotzer, shnei gagas b'shnei tzidim b'shusarabim, shcheinim can be teveya each other hezek v'yah. So maybe Rashi held that the dalet amos lezeh, dalet amos lezeh, yesh b'kadei chalukah. That's measured before we get to the kaisel, because the kaisel comes later. B'shas the chalukah, we're not thinking about a kaisel. It is no din in the chalukah that you need a kaisel. The chalukah is you have to have a chalukah. The chalukah is midin chalukah. It's yesh b'kadei chalukah. They can be kaif each other to be chayla. Now it's true. After they dissolve the shutfus, now it'll start the hezekriyah. Some ice with hezekriyah. And one will be able to tevei the other, that he wants to be misalik the hezekri, and he'll have such a tefillah. He'll have such a right to be tevei. But that comes after the chalukah. So Rashi holds, since it comes after the chalukah, l'maisev ishas the chalukah, it's yesh b'kadei chalukah. Each one gets, in the chalukah itself, each one gets a chotzer. Each one gets a shem chotzer. Shem chotzer. Less than Dalai Amos doesn't have a shem chotzer. That's why you need Dalai Amos to have a Dalai Amos to say, because you need shmoy olof. That's the Mishnah says, that cloud, that you only, that in any shutfus, you can only be kaif chalukah if after the chalukah will be shmei olof. Well, if it's dalet amos lezeh, but dalet amos lezeh, the shmei na amos and the chalukah, then after the chalukah will be shmei olof. I later on will be a tefi of hezekriya. That's later on, but right now b'shas the chalukah is still called shmei olof. It's enough that it's called that they can be tevei chalukah, and after the chalukah will still be shmei olof. The kaisel is not me'inyan the chalukah itself. Now, the reason why I stressed that it's Laman Nehmer Hezekri Shmei Hezek is because Laman Nehmer Hezekri Lav Shmei Hezek, and they're agreeing to build the Kaisel. But then I think Rashi holds that the agreement to build the Kaisel is part of the Chalukah, because we saw Rashi Shita is that the Haskama to build the Kaisel, according to Lishna Kama, Hezekri Lav Shmei Hezek, and they made a Haskama to build the Kaisel. They made a Haskam, a Rotsu to build the Kaisel. The Rotsu wasn't just to build the Kaisel, the Rotsu was to be Mesalak Hezekri. That's why it's mechayiv even the people who come afterwards by nofal. And Rashi l'shitosi, that was with Cheshbon before Yom Tov. The Rashi l'shitosi holds that's a problem of kinyan dvarim. Rashi learns that the Gemara later on that says kinyan dvarim is not only kashan l'shabas, it's kashan l'shabakama too. It's a kinyan dvarim to be mesalik hezekri. It's a kinyan dvarim. And the Gemara's answer is kano beruches, that when they made the chalukah and they made the kinyan and the chalukah, they made the kinyan and the chalukah, but often that it'll include a siluk of hezekri. Because each one, when it's kind of his ruach, he was kind of his ruach in an oifen, they have a joint ownership. Now Reuben takes the tzofen and Shimon takes the dorim. When Reuben took the tzofen, he left for himself a right in the dorim that he can force Shimon not to be mazik and bezikriya. When Shimon took the dorim, he left for himself a right in the tzofen to be menei Reuben from doing anything that'll be pagei and bezikriya. So in the chaluk itself, in the kinyan baruchis itself, they built in that they're going to have a right to be minei each other from Hezekriya, and that therefore is mechayev them to build the kaisel, and now it's built into the chalukah, and to the way they own the chotzer, the way they divided the chotzer, that they can be kaif each other to build the kaisel, and not only them, but again, even the boy machareim by nofalo kaisel, even the loikrim, because that's the way they have the kinyan in the chotzer. So that avadim, that certainly means that the asiyas kaisel is part of the chalukah. It's part of the kinyan beruchah, is how they made the chalukah. They made the chalukah, and included in the chalukah was a right to be menea the other one with hezekriya, which means that they have to build a kaisel. So then in a chanami, I think according to the Lishna Kama, the hezekriya lashmi me hezek, and the rotsu was to build a kaisel. So I think that is part of the chalukah that goes into the chalukah. But we're going now in the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama holds they didn't make any. There was no heskin to build a kaisel. They made it. The heskin was to make a chalukah because the chotzer shem made a chalukah. They had to agree to make a chalukah. Now we come with a plain vanilla tain of hezekriya, like any shcheinim have a tain of hezekriya. So Rashi holds that tain of hezekriya. This is an ordinary Hilchus Shechinim, that they're being tevei each other for Hezekriya, and one is being tevei, the other to build a kaisel to Mesalak Hezekriya, that has nothing to do with the Chalukah. That's a different chapter, nothing to do with the Chalukah itself. And in the Chalukah itself, was without a kaisel. And therefore, Dalar Amas Lezev, Dalar Amas Lezev, even without, you don't reckon the kaisel of Dalar Amas Lezev, Dalar Amas Lezev. About a Shoyal Yishal, at the end of the day, it's going to wind up with the Kaisel. We know tomorrow he's going to wind up with the Kaisel. And if you're going to wind up with the Kaisel, he's not going to have Dalet Amis. So how can he force on him a Chaluk? Yeah, in the Balabatish Seichel, it's hard to understand. But in the Lamdash Seichel, I could still hear. That's a different thing. Right now, it's called, because the point of departure is you always have a right to dissolve the Shutfus. That's always the point of departure, that every Shutf has a right to dissolve the Shutfus. The only thing is, if the other shutif is going to walk away with not shmoyo love, you have a shutif in a chotzer. You only have a right to divide the chotzer if after the division, it's still a chotzer. If after the division, it's not going to be a chotzer, it's not going to be two chatzeres, and you don't have a right to dissolve the shutifs. Well, here, after the chalukah, immediately after the chalukah, it's still going to be a chotzer. So you have a right to dissolve the shutifs. At tomorrow, there's going to be a kaisel, because it's going to be shchenim, and maybe it's for shchenim, maybe one of them is going to be tevei, the other one to put up a kaisel. Yeah, in a chirami. But tomorrow is tomorrow. Right now, dial the service shaita. Right now, the chalukah is without a kaisel. What about the ritva? The ritva says, no, it's not called dalet amos lezeh, unless you have shmoyna amos plus the mokam kaisel. So maybe the ritva, maybe pshat is that the ritva goes with the shita, you saw the Ramban, the Rashba, they say, why do you have to build a kaisel for lanim at all? Build hutzu v'dafna. For Hezekiah, build hutzu v'dafna. For silik Hezekiah, hutzu v'dafna is enough. So Loshon and the Ramban and the Rashi was you need a chalukah shel kayom. The reason why you need to build the gozer is because you need a chalukah shel kayom. Rav Nochum was medayik from Loshon and the Ramban and the Rashi that it's a din in the chalukah. I was myself hesbin Rav Nochum that it's you have a right to be tevei chalukim tevim. When you tevei the chalukah, you have a right to be tevei one a chalukah with chalukim tevim. And chalok and leman damer hezekriya shmehezek chalokim tevim means chalokim without hezekriya, and not only chalokim without hezekriya right now, but chalokim tevim without hezekriya tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, and therefore you need to build the gos gemenagam edino, because if you're going to have to be mizatzmi mebedin, it's going to be nizik. Meanwhile, with ubeni with hezekriya, that's not called chalokim tevim. That's why you have to have build the gos. The feed the Ramban and the Rashba comes out. That in the chaluk itself, in the tefias chaluk itself, you could be your teveya. When they make a chalukah, they're teveya chalukim tevim. When Reuven's teveya the chalukah, he's chalukim teveya chalukim tevim. And Shimon also can be teveya chalukim tevim. It goes into the dinah chalukah that they can be teveya chalukim tevim. And chalukim tevim means chalukim that are mesuluk from Hezekiah, the oifen of Gula Gazes. So male, that's part of the chalukah itself. It's in the dinah chalukah that you have to have a kaisel, not stam a kaisel. Hezekiah could have a kaisel of hutzav adafna. But for a chaluk of chalukim tevim, you have a right. You have a right to be teveya a chaluk of gvil v'gozes. So the tefias gvil v'gozes is part of the dina yachalukah. So I look the Ritva himself, and that base doesn't say anything about it. There's very little. The Ritva doesn't talk so much about the why you need gvil v'gozes. But it's like Rocha Gleimar that since that's the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva is from the same mismedish. Yet the Ritva also holds that way that the schut, the tefiyah of gvil v'gozes, of a kaisel gvil v'gozes, is because you need a chalukah shel kayom, a chalukah of chalukim tevim. So mele goes into the chalukah itself. So mele, it's not called dalet amos, it's not called, so you're tevei a chalukah v'kaisel, if you've been tevei a chalukah v'kaisel, then dalet amos is ever, dalet amos is ever, means dalet amos is ever, dalet amos is ever, include after you have a kaisel shel gvil v'gozes. After you have a kaisel shel gvil v'gozes. Okay, fine. Let's go back to Gemara. Fet Gemara, my kamashmalon. What's the chiddush? The chiles b'din chalukah kirotz upligi. Tanina, emes ha-mitman shein shteim roitzim, avu z'man shteim roitzim, afilu pochus mitan chalukah. So what's poshup shatni Gemara's kasha? Poshup shatni Gemara's kasha is that, what's Gemara saying? What's the chiddush that they can be kaif each other, that what's the chiddush that if they're rotsu lachlik, they have to be chaylik? Let me read more of the Gemara. Let's read a chunk of Gemara, and then let's talk it through. So Nochamo, again from the top. My kamashim lo, dechiles b'din chalukah kiyotzu pligi. What's the chiddush? Dechiles b'din chalukah kiyotzu pligi. Tanina, it's a Mishnah. Aimasayim is manchin shneim roitzim. Of his manchin shneim roitzim, afilu pachas mikan chalukah. Answer the Gemara. Imei also have a mina afilu pachas mikan. Yes, they have to be chalukah, but b'misipas be'alma. If it's rotsu, they have to be chalukah, but only b'misipas be'alma. Kamashim lo nochal kaisel. No, not b'misipas be'alma. You have to have a kaisel. One way to read the Gemara, let's say the simpler, in just the words themselves, the simplest reading of the Gemara is that the Gemara thought that the whole chiddush of our Mishnah is that by a chotzer she'eba din chalukah, if they're rotsu, they have to go through with it. There's no lehedri bu, the kinyan baruchas is mechay of them. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah, the Gemara thinks now, you know, that the reason why the Mishnah talked about a case of Eimad and Chalukah was to tell me the Chiddush, that by a Chotzer she'Eimad and Chalukah, you have to be Chaluk. If you agree to be Chaluk, you have to be Chaluk. Once they agree to be Chaluk, they're committed. And that the Gemara asks, but that's a Mishnah, Daf Yud Aleph, that even by a Chotzer she'Eimad and Chalukah, if they're Rotsu, if they make a commitment, Kinyan, Gemara explains later, Kinyan Baruches, if they made a commitment, then they have to go through with it. So what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, yes, it says in Daf Yud Aleph, they have to go through with the Chalukah. But Chalukah could do with the Mesipas. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is that you have to make a Kaisel, meaning the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Hezek Yishmei Hezek. And each Mishnah is telling me a separate Chiddush. Our Mishnah is telling me Hezek Yishmei Hezek. And the Mishnah Nafid Aleph is telling me that they're committed to make a Chalukah. Of course, this leaves unaddressed the question, the obvious question. If our Mishnah is only here to tell me the din of Hezek Yishmei Hezek, the din that they're committed to make a chalukah if they make a kinyan, that's in Daf Yud Aleph. Our Mishnah is only to tell me the din of Hezek Yishmei Hezek. Then why did our Mishnah have to talk about, why did our Mishnah have to say such a complicated case that it was a chotzer she'eibed in chalukah? But they were rotsu, they committed to make a chalukah, now they have to make a chalukah, now they have to build a kaisel because of Hezekiah. Those complications about rotsu we could have left to the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph. And our Mishnah could have said a simple case. He had a great big chotzer. It was Yitzpah Kadei Chalukah. They're going to make a chalukah because one guy wants to make a chalukah, and they have to make a kaisel because Hezekiah Shmei Hezek. Why did the Mishnah have to be Mitzayer, have to instantiate the din of Hezekiah in a case of a chotzer she'eben in chalukah? Let's talk about a case of chotzer she'eben in Kadei Chalukah. That question is not going to be that question. The Chara Agamar is not really addressing. Taisus and Daf Beis Amud Beis asked that question. Mishem Ri, the Taisus and the Chevan. The Ri asked the question. The Kama Mukil of Mishem Ri Chalukah. But Table Ri. Am I not Katanim Maslisi? The Eved in Chalukah. The Katani Rotsu. Loi Listni Rotsu. The Lairi B'Sheish B'Nei Chalukah. Don't say Rotsu. Talk about a simple case of Yesh B'Nei Chalukah. And Melal, and it'll be the same, the din of Hezek Yishmei Hezek. I didn't need such a complicated case for. The Tirates, the Kamashman, the Salkadai, the Shreben, the Chaluka, the Mutz, the Mamekis, the Tzoylach, Lach, like a Manash, Loi Lasses Guda. Aval Manas, the Lasses Guda, Loi Yisrael Tzoylach. The Chiddush is, there's a Salkadai to say that since it's a Chatzah Shreben and Chaluka, Reuben was Tevea Shimon to make a Chaluka, Shimon doesn't have to. So even though Shimon agreed to do it, he made a Kinyan, he agreed to do it, but Shimon could say, I agree to make a Chaluka, but not a Chaluka because. There's some gersois that have that kasha b'feresh. That's the lishna achrin we'll see in the parentheses. The mashmoy sotaisus though is that it's not an agamar. It's a kasha in a teres of the re, but it's not in agamar in this simple version of the gemara. Tais says there are svarim in the Gemara that have this kasha and teretz beferush. The Chayyim Tais is referring to the lishnach, what we have in brackets is the lishnachri, what we have in parentheses as a lishnachrino. Where the Gemara Taka asked ad shmeinim beimad in chalukah v'hudarotzu lishmeinim b'sheish bin chalukah afagat v'leirotz. So that's the Tais saying that's the reis kasha. But right now in this Gemara, it's Mashman Tosis that in our Gemara, this kasha is not addressed with hair. Agamar just addresses the Agamar, like I said before. The Gemara thought the whole Kiddush of the Mishnah is that they have to go through with the Chalukah. Correct the Gemara, but that already says in Daf Yud Aleph. The Teres says from Daf Yud Aleph, I wouldn't know Hezekiah. Our Mishnah tells me Hezekiah. And Agamar B'chal doesn't address the question of, okay, but Hezekiah, you could have said a simpler case. And that was left, that Agamar left for the Re to come 600, 700 years later, and to address. In Maisa, there's another way to read Agama. Taisus in the top of the Omer by us. My Kamashman Shem Benin Chalukah. No Taisus. Afal gav the Kamashman and the Shmei Hezek. Hoki Perushim. My Kamashman and the my the Iri bought. The my the Iri be able in Chalukah. The Shmeim and Vishyesh in Chalukah. I forgot the Loi Rotsu. Akapanim, Taisus is reading the Re's question into Agamar. When Agamar lechatchila said, "My kamasim, what's the chiddush of our mission?" Doesn't already say in Daf Yud Aleph they have to go through with it. So Taisus says, "What do you mean? There's a chiddush of Hezekiah." Yeah, the way I read the Gemara before, that's the Gemara's teretz. That's what the Gemara said. That's the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara's teretz is our mission telling me Hezekiah. Taisus is mashma. That's so obvious. That can't be the Gemara's teretz. There would never be a kashrut in the first place. Obviously, our mission telling me Hezekiah shmei Hezek. We already said I'm the Hezekiah shmei Hezek. The Gemara's kasha is, but for Hezekiah, you don't need a case of Chatz Hashem in Chalukah. For Hezekiah, you could have had a Chatz Hashem in Chalukah. The Mishnah could have talked about a Chatz Hashem in Chalukah just to tell me Hezekiah. The Gemara's kasha is, what's the chiddush in the Mishnah's choosing the case of Chatz Hashem in Chalukah? So now, let's read our Gemara in the light of places over here in Avgimel. Go back to the beginning of the Gemara. Maika Mashmulon. Taisus injects my kamashmon in the Mishnah's choice of using the case of Chatz Hashem. Of course, Hezek Yishmei Hezek. There's a chiddush here, Hezek Yishmei Hezek. But my kamashmon in choosing to tell him the din of Hezek Yishmei Hezek in a case of Chatz Hashem in Chalukah. What's the kamashmon? The chileshbet in Chalukah, Kiyotzer Pligi, that they have to go through with the Chalukah. Tanino, that's the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph. Eimah same as Manshim, same Reitzim. Aval with Manshim, same Reitzim, Philip Pachas, Mekan Chalukah. Taisus is learning that the Gemara's kasha is the Re's kasha. What's the chiddush? Of course, the chiddush here of Hezek Yishmei Hezek. But what's the chiddush in choosing the case of a Chatz Hashem in Chalukah? What? If that's the Gemara's kasha, so what's the Gemara's teretz? Ime hosom hava mina filu pochus mikan v'misipas b'yamu k'mas v'n hochul kais. Before we read the Gemara's Teretz, yes, from Daf Yud Aleph, I know they have to go through with the Chalukah, but our Mishnah is telling me Hezek Yishmei Hezek. But Lefi Taisus, the Gemara knew that in the Kasha already, that our Mishnah is telling me Hezek Yishmei Hezek. But I'm always asking a different question. Hezek Yishmei Hezek, we could have instantiated in a Chatz Hashem in Chalukah. Why did the Mishnah choose a case of Chatz Hashem in Chalukah? That the Gemara hasn't answered. If the Gemara is asking, Bekitzer, Taisus over here in Daf Gimel learns that the Gemara is asking the Re's kasha. The Gemara is not asking what's the chiddush of our mission. The Gemara knows that the chiddush of our mission is Hezek Yishmei Hezek. What the Gemara is asking is the Re's kasha. Hezek Yishmei Hezek, we could have talked about it. For Hezek Yishmei Hezek, we could have talked about a chatzar sheish ben chalukah, a big chatzar. Why did the mission choose a small chatzar? What's the chiddush in the mission's choice of a small chatzar? If that's the Gemara's kasha, what's the Gemara's teretz? That is telling me they have to go. What's the most teretz? That they have to go through with the chalukah already from Daf Yud Aleph. That Hezek Yishmei Hezek, I could have talked about a big chotzer. The Gemara hasn't begun to address the question. Why did our Mishnah choose to talk about a small chotzer? Al kochuk, you have to learn that if that's the that if the Gemara is asking the Riz Kasha, the Gemara is answering the Riz Teretz, and that's what the Gemara means to answer. But the Gemara says that Imei Hosam Havimin of Mesipis Be'Alma. The Gemara doesn't mean if I only had that Yudalef, I wouldn't know that Hezek Yishmei Hezek. No, I would know Hezek Yishmei Hezek. But if I only had daf yud aleph, I would say, yeah, hezek yishmei hezek by a big chotzer. But by a small chotzer, he could say, ki yisat soiluch, I wasn't asking to do a chalukah with the hezek, with the kaisa. And that's the havamina of mesipas be'alma. The havamina of mesipas be'alma was not havamina of the hezek yishmei hezek. Amishna needs to tell me hezek yishmei hezek. Rather, the havamina was, even if hezek yishmei hezek, but I would have said, but in a small chotzer where they agree to make a chotzer, they only agreed to do it by Mesipas Be'alma. Because he could tell it, I was misratzah to make a chalukah by Mesipas. I wasn't misratzah to make a chalukah by Kaisel. Kamash Malon, once you're misratzah to admit to make a chalukah, then you have to have a Kaisel. The problem is, so the way Tyson learns the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara's asking the Riz Kasha. Al Koch, the Gemara's giving the Riz Teretz. Problem is, Taisus then goes on, it's the same Taisus, and the top of the Gimel, Taisus then says, Tema, how come Asmelon, if you look at Amin Chalukah, you can name Ramon Asmelon, as good as it's like, it appears well. It's a Tema, what do you mean? The Chiddush is that you don't say Kisat Soiluk, like we explained before. What do you mean, Tema? That's the Gemara's Teretz. What's the thing? Says the Maram that Al Kochach you have to be Magin the Taisus, that it's not Taimah but Petirus. Meaning, and the Gemara is Metaritz. Petirus, meaning the Gemara is Metaritz, Hokam Ashmelon, and so on and so forth. The Gemara is asking the Riz Kasha, and the Gemara is giving the Riz Teretz. The Mashal wants to preserve the Girsa of Tema as a long Arichus. I'll tell you the truth, I don't understand what the Mashal is saying. But the Pashtar is the Maram. But there's two ways to read the Gemara. Either the Gemara is not addressing the Riz Kash at all. The Gemara is asking, Stam, what's the Chiddush of my Mishnah? The Gemara didn't know the Chiddush is Hezek Riyah. The Gemara thought the Chiddush is they have to go through with the Chalukah. Now we already know from the Afid Aleph. The Gemara's answer is the Chiddush is Hezek Yishmei Hezek. And the Riz Kasha, the Gemara doesn't address Bechal. Why did it choose to tell me the case of Hezek Riyah in a small chotzer, which is complicated, and not in a big chotzer, which is simple? That was left somehow that the Riz himself asked, and the Riz said it there. The other way to read the Gemara is that the Gemara is asking the Riz Kasha. But if you learn the Gemara that the Gemara is asking the Riz Kasha, then you have to learn the Gemara that the Gemara is giving the Riz Teretz. That's the tension in the Taisus. Taisus in the first half of Taisus, but Feirish, the Gemara is asking the Riz Kasha. But then he says, Tema, the way we have the Gears in Taisus, Tema, what do you mean? What's the Kasha? The Chiddush is the Riz Teretz. If that's the Gemara's Kasha, that's the Gemara's Teretz. That's what Taisus says. He's injecting the Riz into the Gemara. I think the Gemara himself asks. Taisus before was Mashman, it's not explicit in the Gemara. Taisus says that there are Sfarim that are Gemara's came behind you. Mashman Taisus that it's not explicit in the Gemara, this Kashin Teretz, the Riz Kashin, the Riz Teretz. But the Pete Taisus on the top of that Gimel, the Riz Kashin Teretz is in the Gemara. But I think that's not really sure at all. I think the Maram himself says that Taisus means in this gears and agis the Gemara, the Riz Kasha and Teretz is not mefurish that that's pshat in the Gemara. Meaning the Taisus not and let me see, we can ask Tamazay. Lefi the Riz, if it's not mefurish in the Gemara, the Riz Kasha and Teretz, then how come the Gemara Taka didn't ask it? It's an obvious question. Like it's Ikach Chosam and Asefer. The answer is you have to read it into the Gemara, but it's not so explicit in the Gemara. So you have to do the work of reading it into the Gemara. That's what Taisus said. The Riz said a kashin and a teretz. Lefi the Riz, you have to force it into the Gemara, like Taisus does in the top of the Gimel. Like that's what Taisus in the Gimel. He reads it into the Gemara, but it's not explicit in the Gemara. It's a chiddush to say pshat that way in the Gemara. But Lefi the Riz, you have to. And then Taisus says, but there's another gears in the Gemara that taka where it's more mafurish that's pshat in the Gemara, and that's lishna chayin in the parentheses. Let's taka see the parentheses. Lishna chayin. They also may have lehedibu amar vasi meyechin mishikonu miyodai. It's the punter all by itself. What are these two lines doing over here? These two lines belong to later in the Gemara. The Maram just takes them out. Talk about it in a second. But anyway, Lishna Chavino, skip those two lines. Here's the Farish in the Gemara. The Gemara is asking the Rizkash. The Gemara is not Stam asking what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Of course, they have to go through with it. The Mishnah Chiddush is Hezekriya. The Gemara's Kash is, why tell me the din of Hezekriya by a small Chatzar? Why not tell me the din of Hezekriya in a big Chatzar? If it would have told me by a big Chatzar, where they don't have to be misratzim. Have amino misheibin in chaluka filirotzu namile. That in a case where it's ebed in chaluka, even if they agree to make a chaluka, I would have said maybe they don't have to. That's the thing with the government means. They don't have to build a wall or they don't have to go through with the chaluka. The simple chat is they don't have to go through with the chaluka. We were saying, yes, the din of Hezekiah could tell me a big chaser. It's telling me a small chaser to tell me the chiddush that I would have thought in a small chaser, they don't have to go through with the chalukah. So it's like a side chiddush. There's one chiddush Hezekiah may hezek. And then there's another chiddush that in a small chaser, if they agree to make a chalukah, they have to make a chalukah. That chiddush I know from Daf Yud Aleph. You don't need ambition to tell me that they have to go through with the chalukah. Because in Daf Yud Aleph, they have to go through with the chalukah. And my lab at Kaisel, and Mestama, they have to do the chalukah with the Kaisel because Hezek Rish Mehezek. We know from our Mishnah Hezek Rish Mehezek. We know from the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, they have to go through with the chalukah. So if they have to go through with the chalukah and Hezek Rish Mehezek, then they have to make a chalukah with Kaisel. I would have said they have to go through with the chalukah, but only with the Mesipis. What do you mean, Hezek Rish Mehezek? Akochi, you have to say like to me. I would have said, yeah, Hezek Rish Mehezek in a big chotzer. But in a small chotzer, where it's only a ritzui, so they have a ritzui, they have to go through with the ritzui, but they only have to go through with the ritzui with the Mesipis. But with the Kaisel, they don't have to go through with the ritzui, because Kisat Soilach, maybe they only mask him to make a chalukah with Mesipis, not a chalukah with Kaisel. So let it just say, I'm Mishnah. Now we know everything. Safe is Chichalei, because we're clear to Shaf Mishnah, same original Yechlech. Bottom line is that the Chiddush of our Mishnah is not merely the Hezek Rish Mehezek. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is a Hezek Rish Mehezek. But furthermore, the Mishnah is Mechadish, that there's no time of Kiyus Atzai. That when Shutfin agreed to be Chalukah Chatzah She'eben in Chalukah, the agreement includes the bin kaisel that would normally be mischayev in Shutfin Shechok. It's not the Lishna Kama. We're not saying they had a ritzi to build a kaisel. The kaisel is midin hezegriya. But I would have thought by a case of a chotzer she'ebed in chalukah, a small chotzer, where the chalukah is only happening because of the ritzui, I would have thought where the chalukah is only happening because of the ritzui, they only have to do a chalukah with mesipus. They don't have to do a chalukah with the normal kaisel of Hezekiah, with the normal attendant chiyuvei kaisel. The kamashmon is, once they mischayev to do a chalukah, then the chalukah goes, then they have to go through with the chalukah with all of the dinei kaisel that a regular chalukah would have. And that's part of the chiddush of Mishnah. Maybe the primary chiddush of Mishnah. That Ashutfin Shirotu lasts in Mechitza, that even though it's a chalukah, Mechitza means chalukah, that even though it's a chalukah of Rotsu, so I would put a chalukah of Rotsu is without a kaisel. So the Mishnah tells me, no, even a chalukah of Rotsu has to have a kaisel. A chalukah of Loi Rotsu for sure has to have a kaisel. But even a chalukah of Rotsu, don't say Kisat Soilach, even a chalukah of Rotsu has to have a kaisel. Let's go back. What's this law? What's the story with in these parentheses? So we have this. So finally, we have a second lashon, and Taisha's already referred to this. So this is a variant gears in the Gemara. These parentheses is a variant. Basically, This parenthesis is a variant girsa of the Gemara in which the kasha and the teretz of the Ri is made explicit. Whereas in the earlier version of the Gemara, the kasha of the Ri and the teretz of the Ri can be read into the Gemara, but they're not explicit in the Gemara. That's the difference between the two shinis. That we saw in Tosis and Daf Beis and Beis. He nods to that. That there are svarim in which it's explicit and svarim in which it's not explicit. The place holds it's there either way, but in one version it's explicit, in one version not. But what's the story with these two lines? That's the Gemara later on. The next sugya. So what is that doing? That's what this is. What's that doing in this parenthesis over here? So I told you the Maram says it doesn't belong in the parentheses because the parentheses is a different version of the Gemara that we of the Lishna Basra. This is a different sugya. It doesn't belong in the parentheses Yibachal. And it doesn't make any sense because why would the Gemara ask this kasha of Kirotzim Ehavi Lehedebe Omer Vasim Avichin Shikhanum Yodai? Why would the Gemara say that twice? Say it over here, and then say it again later in this again. So here I did a little bit of homework, and I looked at the Gesois, at the variant readings. Now I could do everything online. There's a website where you can look at all the variant readings of the Gemara, all the Tosfim and Kisayat, and there they have all the. So I found. There is one, but what I found basically is that in the next sugya, it's takatug yisoyis. In the next sugya, b'mayu kimtu l'mastisim sh'ebed in chalukah, ibi sh'ebed in chalukah, kirotzim ayavi in hedribu, and so on and so forth, there's another girsa in which the Gemara begins not b'mayu kimtu l'mastisim sh'ebed in chalukah, ibi sh'ebed in chalukah, kirotzim ayavi, but rather that Gemara begins he wrote some Ayahavi Lehedebe Omer Vasim Abiyachan and so on. In other words, there's Takatu Gersois in the next Sugya. Now, why it was Mishtarbav over here, I don't know. But it's Takatu Gersois. The Gersa that we have, and that many, 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 many manuscripts have, it's B'mayu Kimtu L'masnisin B'she'eba Din Chaluka. But the Lishna Charina takes out the words "b'mayu kimtu l'masnishin b'she'eba din chalukah." "I b'she'eba din chalukah." That all that gets excised, and it just starts "kirotzum ayhavi," or "v'chirotzum ayhavi." So that other girsa in the Gemara later on somehow is preserved. In this Lishna Achrina in the parentheses of the Chiyotzim Ayavi Le'edibay, Amar Vasi Amar V'yechim Shikonu Miyoda, even though it's really Shaloi Bim Kaimi, because it's really another version in the Gemara later on. Those two lines are really just a Lishna Achrina in the Gemara later on. And I think it's significant, this other gears. Because we talked about what's the Gemara later on. The Gemara asks, well, next week, but we already talked about it in the past. The Gemara later on asks, let's say the way we have the gears. The Mishnah is talking about, the Mishnah is talking about Eimad in Chaluka, and the Rotsu is to make a Chaluka. That's the Lishna Basra. The Gemara is addressing Lishna Basra. The Rotsu is not to build a wall, the Rotsu is to make a Chaluka. Right, the Gemara, if the Rotsu is to make a chalukah, why is it binding? Nehedribu, let them be chayzer to make a chalukah. Somebody says, well, maybe they made a kinyan chalipin. Kanu biyodun. In fact, the Gemara, so what? It's a kinyan dvarim. A kinyan chalipin that we're going to make a chalukah is a kinyan dvarim. It's not a kinyan on a dover masuyim. It's like a kinyan that I'm going to do something. Kinyan I'm going to do something is nothing. That is chayvus of mammon. My answer is kanu biyodun beruchas. Taisa says, you also by having a hedribu. So Taisa says, the mandama machitza gudalei parach. The kasha not going and the mandama, it's not a kasha mishnakama, it's only a kasha mishnabas. Because lefil lishnakama is poshut. It's poshut, but it's not a key in varm. Lefil lishnakama, the heskim is the rotsus to build a wall. So Taisa says, that's another poshut. They konu v'shibdu nechseim lebinyan akhesa. They were the kinyan is they were meshavad and achosim to build the wall. They're levainim, they're avonim, they're money. So that's the regular kinyan. That's not a kinyan var. So this whole sugi about what's the kinyan? It was a chalipin, but it's a kinyan var. The whole sugi is only in the lishtabas. It's not a sugi in the lishtakam. Not addressing the lishtakam. Lishtakam is pashut. Is Rashi asking to the stasis? No. How do I know?
Tap Rashi on Bezim
Abez. Bezim Abez. Rashi on Bezim Abez in the list of Kama says, L'kam and Parach v'chiyotzim ahavi lehedribu. Moon Rashi, that this sugya is addressing Musna Kama too. And the Parach Rashi means the whole sugya, not just the Konum Yodman part, that they made a chalipin. That Rashi could have said, L'kam and Parach, and the Gemara answer, they made a chalipin. Rashi didn't have to be so coy. It's Mashman Rashi that the whole kitten kaboodle they made a chalipin, but it's a kinyan dvarim, and the Gemara is it's the kon of yodim beruchos. It all goes in the lishna kama also, and we said a whole hesped the Rashi shitosoi that the kinyan is not just to build the wall. The kinyan is that they won't be mazik each other behezik riya, and it's mechayiv even after by nofel the people who come after them. It's also mechayiv them. That's not a kinyan that they're meshavad and achosim to build the wall. What would they have to do with nofel? And certainly, what would that have to do with people who come later? The kinyan is that they're mechayiv not to be mazik each other behezik riya. So that's a kinyan dvar. I make a kinyan, I won't be massacred with Hezekiah. It's a kinyan var. So the answer is konum yodim beruchos. No, they built it into the chalukah. They made the chalukah ba'ifin that they were kind of each one was kind of his chalek to live in, and the tzofen, let's say, to live in, and the dorim to be menei, the other person from Hezekiah. The Rashi learns that the lishnabas that the Gemara is kasher v'chikonu v'chiyonu menei mayhave. It's a kinyan varim, and the answer konum yodim beruchos. That only going lishnabas is going in lishnakamato. So the Shaita, when we're learning that Rashi, I said that even though in the Gemara itself, the Losh in the Gemara is B'mayu Kimtum Astishin B'shevet in the Chalukah, the Losh in the Gemara is that it's addressing the Lishna Basra. But Rashi holds the same way, it's true in the Lishna Basra, the same Kashan Teretz would apply to the Lishna Kama as well. But now that I see that there's a gist in the Gemara that skips all of that, that doesn't happen. My kimtul masishin be'em b'din chaluka, ibishem b'din chaluka, and just starts the chiyotzim I have in the hedribu. So maybe that was Taka Rashi's gish in the Gemara, and then it's very geshmak that Rashi learned the Gemara's chiyotzim I have in the hedribu is going to Taka both on the lishna kama and the lishna basra. In other words, whatever rotsa means, rotsa to build a kaisel, rotsa to be any rotsa to make a chaluka, kach, it's a kinyan dvar. Where's the kinyan? It's a kinyan dvar. Kinyan dvarim to make a chalukah is a kinyan dvarim, and a kinyan dvarim not to be mishalik each other by hezekriya, to make a chalukah ba'ifin that we won't be masik each other with hezekriya is also kinyan dvarim. So Rashi learned the Gemara that it's not just the Gemara is talking in the Shabbat of Rashi also did in the Shnakama. The Gemara itself is going on both. And it could be Taisus also had the same girsa, because it's very rough the Rashi and Taisus would have different girsas than the Gemara. Rashi and Taisus is the same basmedish. All the Rashi is Zainakoch. But Taisus didn't say, when Taisus quotes the Gemara, he doesn't quote the Gemara B'mayu Kimtul Mas Nisan. He also quotes the Gemara Chirotzim I have in the Hedribu. Taisus just says that the Kash is only in the Shabbat, not in the Lishna Kama. Taisus held in Sfarah that it's only a Kash in the Shabbat, it's not a Kash in the Lishna Kama. But not that it says it befeish in the Gemara. And Rashi Taka Chodok, Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara that it's going on both. Oh, that's right. I hope that's very, that's a big rabbit here. Okay. We'll stop here. Tomorrow I want to talk about who are. I hope for Mitch Shem to be there in person tomorrow. If they'll let me in. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.